This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. Team USA dropped its final World Junior pool play game last night to Sweden in St. Paul 6-3. Gopher head coach Bob Motzko's leading the U.S.
We liked our start. We had great energy. We had some great chances right off the bat. And then we made some mistakes in the game against a team with an enormous amount of talent you can't make. And then we were chasing the game.
The U.S. will play Finland in the quarterfinals tomorrow night in St. Paul. The Wild rallied to get to overtime before losing in a shootout at San Jose 4-3 yesterday. Minnesota netminder Jesper Volstead says you got to give the Sharks credit.
They do a good job getting people to the net and pucks to the net. I don't know, they're a tough team to play. They're good for a reason.
Minnesota's at Anaheim tomorrow night. A total to complete no-show game for the Timberwolves on New Year's Eve yesterday in Atlanta.
Inside Jalen Johnson, the lob, he'll throw it down. And Chris Finch needs to call a timeout. He can flat out empty the bench at this point. 29-point deficit with 7:52 left to play. Dismal performance, worst of the year by far for Minnesota.
That's Alan Horton on Timberwolves radio talking about the 126-102 shellacking. Here's the head coach Chris Finch.
We just looked slow. You know, we were trying to rebound on the ground, not up in the air. You know, they were long and athletic, and they went above us and got a bunch. You know, some of our transition was we didn't have great spacing on offense and cutoff balance and that kind of stuff.
The Wolves will visit Miami on Saturday. They've lost 3 of 4. Vikings quarterback J.J. McCarthy was a limited participant in practice yesterday. He's hoping to get his hand feeling good enough to play this Sunday.
Day to day. I felt really good today. Obviously, a little limited participation, but I felt like the ball was spinning, and we'll take it day to day.
McCarthy missed last week's 23-10 win over Detroit due to a broken bone in his hand. Minnesota will host Green Bay this Sunday at noon at U.S. Bank Stadium. This is MNN Sports.